This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik DeGior. Today I'm speaking with Clayton Dutton. Clayton, how are you?
I'm fine today. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome. Clayton, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, at Discovery Channel, we have moved over the past few years into almost a purely file-based working environment. We still have a few processes to migrate into file-based workflows, but as such, we've really migrated our entire way of doing business from a physical asset methodology more to file-based methodology, specifically dealing with the incoming deliverables, file-based receipt of material, both camera masters and program originals in a file-based manner, as well as sending those files out of our facility.
Great. And how does a media company such as yours use a DAM?
Well, for us, it's about knowing where our content is and being able to expose it to as many people in as wide an area as we possibly can. So that obviously requires a lot of moving pieces, you know, specifically bandwidth to get files in and out of the facility. And, you know, that bandwidth's not going to do you any good if you don't know what you have and where it is and how to expose it. So digital asset management in Discovery's viewpoint is really about that. It's about making sure we know where everything is, what it's named, as much information as we can find about it through the metadata, and provide that information and push that information out to the user community so that they don't have to mine for information, to try to expose as much as we can to them. And then that allows us then to be in really good communication and collaborate in a much larger way than the isolated workflows of the past.
Great. And what advice would you like to give to DAM professionals and people who are aspiring to become DAM professionals?
For those of you looking to get into the digital asset management field, I'd say you're congratulations. You are definitely future-proofing yourself. Digital asset management is exploding right now, not in just television, but in all, you know, businesses throughout the world. You know, knowledge and information is power. So to have that information, to understand as much as you can about specific, you know, assets or, you know, whether it's secret intelligence or, you know, video files or audio files or tax records, it's extremely important as information becomes more digital as an entire, you know, way of doing business. It's really important that people are able to find information, key information about their jobs and about their company's products as quickly as possible. So the traditional lines of library storage and, you know, cataloging and things like that are all being sort of turned upside down, and having fresh young minds into the field, it's a really exciting field right now. And those on the vendor side, I would recommend keep looking to work with other solutions, you know, a really advanced, you know, web methods or API set that you can publish out to other technology providers and solutions providers really helps position your product to be out in the forefront.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Clayton.
It's been my pleasure.
For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Thanks again.